Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A potentially deadly virus spreading across the globe. We've got the story.
Road crews continue to monitor the changing conditions. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Spirit workers consider a labor contract extension. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We have one storm system to deal with this week, and it's already impacting the area this morning and will continue into this evening. Our full forecast and what we can anticipate is coming up.
A handcuffed man was shot dead in Maryland. Police say he was in custody inside a police officer's cruiser. Christina Cotterman, a spokeswoman for the Prince George's County Police, says the officer used his weapon on the man after a struggle ensued.
I can tell you that the suspect was struck multiple times by the officer's duty weapon.
The man died after he was taken to a hospital. There was no body cam on the officer at the time of the incident.
The U.S. is raising travel advisories to China as the deadly coronavirus continues to spread across the globe.
The State Department urging Americans to reconsider traveling to China as the U.S. and other nations plan to evacuate citizens from the central city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control also raising its advisory to avoid non-essential travel to any part of China. Chinese authorities locking down Wuhan and other cities in a drastic effort to contain the new coronavirus. More than 40 cases have been confirmed in other countries. A handful of Americans testing positive, but health officials say they have no evidence of the virus spreading in the U.S. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
City and state road crews busy, working to get ahead of another blast of winter weather.
The city of Wichita is in full response mode and will be evaluating further as the storm develops. ADOT spokesman Tom Hine tells KSN News their crews are doing the same by putting down a brine mixture of salt and water.
That's what beats the ice. So that's what we have to use to get the roads in as good a condition as we can get them in.
The road crews are monitoring the weather throughout Kansas and will be responding to the changing conditions as needed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In the middle of layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems, union members are now faced with deciding on a possible contract extension. Members of the machinist union took part in the first of two meetings Monday night to discuss the contract. A tentative agreement is already in place that includes health benefits and early retirement. Voting on the contract extension is scheduled for Wednesday.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has written in a draft of his book, according to the New York Times, that President Trump ordered Ukraine aid to be held until it investigated the Bidens.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer reiterated his call for witnesses like Bolton to be called in the impeachment trial.
Ambassador Bolton essentially confirms the president committed the offenses charged in the first article of impeachment.
Lead impeachment manager Congressman Adam Schiff of California also pushed for Bolton to become a witness.
Senators should not wait until March 17 when the book comes out.
Attorneys for President Trump continue their defense. Former independent counsel Ken Starr told senators there isn't much to this case.
Were crimes alleged in the articles in the common law of presidential impeachment? In Nixon, yes. In Clinton, yes. Here, no.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Kentucky have approved another pro-life bill.
This one would require doctors and other healthcare workers to provide life-sustaining care for an infant born alive after a failed abortion attempt. Failure to do so would be punishable by up to 5 years in prison. The measure passed unanimously Monday in the Senate and now heads to the House. The ACLU says the legislation is based on false claims and has nothing to do with how abortion care actually works. Kentucky law prohibits abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. The state also recently enacted a law being challenged in court banning abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Republican lawmaker is planning legislation that would force Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab to implement a 2019 law that allows residents to vote at polling places most convenient to them. Across the aisle, a top Senate Democrat says he may sue to force Schwab to comply with the law that would replace traditional polling places with voting centers. Sedgwick County officials have pushed Schwab to implement the law. He told lawmakers this month that it was unlikely the state would be able to implement the law in time for this year's election. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We're just 5 days away from the Super Bowl. We'll hear from Chiefs coach Andy Reid coming up in sports.
Wichita Mayor Whipple talks with KNSS News. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Brandon Whipple has been Wichita mayor less than a month. He tells KNSS News he's trying to figure out the culture of city government, and he's getting plenty of help.
The professional staff has been amazing, doing, you know, they call it onboard training, where I go to the departments and they pretty much give me a rundown on what they do. That part has been amazing.
Mayor Whipple commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS.
A man from Tennessee faces charges of lighting up a marijuana cigarette in a courtroom.
Spencer Boston was weighing in on how marijuana needed to be legalized when he reached into his pocket and pulled out what appeared to be a rolled marijuana cigarette. He then placed it in his mouth and lit it. The cigarette gave off the odor of burning marijuana. The courtroom erupted into laughter, but there was nothing funny about it to Boston, who was taken into custody and charged. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A crackdown on fake service animals on planes is in the making, but a woman who gives service dogs away objects to the plan.
The proposed new rules will mean all dogs will have to be professionally trained, but Janice Wolf, founder and CEO of Merlin's Kids, which has provided 1,300 service dogs to people in need, says not everybody can afford professional training.
We want there to be regulations, but also taking into account the fact that some people who are self-training their dogs, and the dogs are fine and very well trained, should also be able to bring their dogs on.
Wolf says forget about who does the training, but make sure the dog can pass a universal test. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Two traffic accidents out there right now to watch out for. One of them is just happened westbound Kellogg at Washington Street. Things going pretty slowly there. Again, that's westbound Kellogg at Washington.
And
Ted?
They just said that that is a rollover accident and that traffic is already backed up to Grove.
Yes.
Wow. Westbound Kellogg.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're actually working on another traffic accident right now as well. Southbound on I-235. It's right around Zoo Boulevard. Got a call from one of our traffic trackers. Said things are pretty slow there as well. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A powerful winter storm is mainly to the south and west of us that's dumping some pretty heavy snowfall from areas like Dodge City and in northwestern Oklahoma. As that continues to move east, it will bring us a wintry mix of precipitation with snow today, our high 34. We're not expecting much in the way of accumulation. Tonight, any precipitation ends, our low 27, 40 for the high Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy and 33 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 15 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for a third year in a row by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, the impeachment trial ongoing in the Senate, and some new information possibly from John Bolton could have an impact. We wanted to find out more about that this morning with Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Steve.
So we're leaking some, it looks like somebody's leaked to the Times portions of this book, and Bolton is, what is he saying in the books, allegedly?
Yeah, the former National Security Advisor is saying that the president told him directly that he wanted aid to Ukraine withheld until the nation announced those investigations into the Bidens into the 2016 election. So this is a leaked manuscript of John Bolton's upcoming book set for release in March. What happened was the manuscript was sent to the National Security Council at the White House at the end of December. Usually it's looked over for classified information, that kind of thing, before it's cleared for release. And those manuscripts started circulating around and ended up going to the New York Times, which then dropped that late Sunday. So that new information now hanging over the Senate impeachment trial. Yesterday, though, the president's lawyers put on their case, basically moving forward without it. Jay Sekulow at the beginning indicated that he wouldn't be touching on that. But then later in the evening, lawyer Alan Dershowitz did go there, did talk about it. But he's, you know, he's kind of an anti-impeachment guy. He didn't think that Bill Clinton should have been impeached. He doesn't think President Trump should have been impeached. And what his argument was that is even if John Bolton's claims are true, being the first person who would come forward with firsthand knowledge of this quid pro quo, that it wouldn't be impeachable. But basically, Dershowitz was also arguing that something impeachable would have to be of a high crime type of nature, not something that he doesn't even feel like abuse of power is a charge worthy of consideration.
I think they've been keeping an eye on John Bolton from the start of this thing. I think the Democrats wanting to get him up there and get him on in the chair to testify. But is that going to happen? Do they have the votes to do that, to get him up there as a witness?
That's the big question. It appears right now that Senator Mitt Romney has been working with Republicans behind closed doors. We know that Susan Collins of Maine is probably a yes on this. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, she says that she's curious about what Bolton has to say. But Republicans, it would have to take four of them to side with the Democrats to call any witnesses. So there's one hanging open. But interestingly, this morning, Senator James Lankford, Republican from Ohio, on his Facebook page said that he wants a manuscript, a copy of the manuscript of Bolton's book. And he's also calling on Bolton to speak publicly. Now, that doesn't mean testifying in front of the Senate. It could mean just going on a show, going out there and holding a news conference, something like that. So we have different Republicans with different takes on this new Bolton revelation.
At the end of the day, we've had hours and hours of people telling us about what they think. And at the end of the day, though, as you pointed out, the argument's going to be, it looks to me that the argument's going to be, if these crimes happened, if these things happened, are they impeachable, removed from office offenses? And like you said, Dershowitz doesn't think so.
Right. Dershowitz doesn't think so. Obviously, the Democrats' legal team does believe so. And, I mean, look, lawyers argue about this kind of thing all the time. They argue about the executive's branch and how much power it should have, whether there should be executive privilege. And by the way, even if four Republicans did flip with the Democrats and voted to call Bolton, then the White House would probably move really quickly and assert executive privilege, meaning the president's communications cannot be revealed. Then that would go into the court system. So that would be a protracted Senate trial. And a lot of people just, you know, they're not really up for that. But at the same time, that's where we find ourselves today. So Republicans wrap up their arguments today. Then there comes a 16-hour question and answer period in which senators will actually write notes to the counsel on both sides and have questions answered. And then comes the big showdown probably at the end of the week when it comes to a vote for witnesses and documents.
All right. Listen, thanks for your information this morning. Good stuff. Vox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland with a little bit more on what's going on with John Bolton and so forth. And I would just Shelley and I were talking, you know, she's been watching the hearings pretty closely. You know, it seems a little bit like, if I may, a little bit like when I used to cover trials at the courthouse, the local criminal trial. I don't know if you've done this or not, Ted, but you cover a trial, the opening arguments come from the prosecution, and you say, oh, yeah, that's right. They're right. He's guilty. Then the defense gives theirs, and you say, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, too.
Wait a minute. So yeah. it's kind of like that to me. Anyway, but it's going forward. They're talking about maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow today here in the Wichita area. And if you think you're going to go out west to western Ooh. Kansas, probably shouldn't do it today.
Sublette, 13 yeah. inches right
that, have, yeah. have you got it? Really? Sublette. That's out in the Ooh. Southwest corner of the state. Yeah. And I was saying earlier with Ron L. Williams from KSN said, you know, if I wanted to go visit my sister-in-law, Lita, down in New Mexico, this would not be a good day to go down 54 down toward the southwest of Meade and down that way, because
Sublette. 13 inches. Wow.
Yeah.
That is that's a snowfall.
Yes,
right there.
It is.
That's big snow. All right. It's coming up on 8:18. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. And we've got sports now with Ted Woodward. The Jayhawks playing some basketball last night, right, Jay?
Yep. Third-ranked Kansas on the road last night visiting Oklahoma State on ESPN Big Monday. And the Jayhawks had their defensive hooks all over things. Oklahoma State had trouble scoring all night long. In fact, the Pokes missed 72% of their shots.
Ugh.
So the Jayhawks were making it tough on Oklahoma State. You heard the game last night on Sports Radio KFH.
He's going to pull the trigger. He's got a hit. A 4-3-pointer going down for Christian Brown.
Yeah, the only Jayhawk in double figures. Christian now with 14.
The freshman, Christian Brown, making his first start for the Jayhawks, and he came through with 15 points. And the Jayhawks won by 15. 65-50 was the final score. And Marcus Garrett dishing out a career-high 9 assists. Comments after the game from Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Yeah, there have been a lot of games we come down here and not play well. We actually played pretty well for about, 25 to 28 minutes today. We didn't finish the game worth of crap, and we had a bad last 10 minutes of the first half, but fortunately, we were up enough that we still had the lead at halftime. And in the second half, we're just better with Doak in the game.
Oklahoma State still hasn't won a conference game. 0-7 at the bottom of the conference. Kansas, meanwhile, is now 6-1 in the conference. A 5-game winning streak. The Jayhawks are now 17-3. And they will discuss much more about this tonight on the weekly edition of KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self. That's at 6 o'clock tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. The new college basketball rankings coming out yesterday. Baylor is ranked number 1 in the nation. Gonzaga, number 2. Kansas holding steady at number 3. The Jayhawks still getting one first-place vote in the Associated Press poll. And now the Shockers are ranked again in both polls. The Shockers remain at number 22 in the coaches' poll. And the Shockers jump up a few spots, now ranked again in the Associated Press poll at number 23. The Shockers jump over Texas Tech, Memphis, Arizona, and Rutgers. Take over that number 23 spot now in the AP poll. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Sacramento Kings go into Minnesota, beat the Timberwolves 133-129 in overtime. Buddy Hield, former Sunrise Christian Academy star from Bel Air, former Oklahoma Sooner, came off the bench for the Kings and scored a career-high 42 points.
Wow.
He made 9 three-pointers.
Off the bench?
Off the bench. He's usually a starter. I'm not sure why they had him coming off the bench last night.
Maybe he got him fired up.
Maybe he did. Back-to-back wins for the Kings, who are 5 games behind for a playoff spot right now after Buddy Hield just went nuts in late in that game and in the overtime. The happy birthday today to Jermaine Dye, former Kansas City Royals All-Star and Gold Glove right fielder. Jermaine Dye is 46 today. He was the World Series MVP for the Chicago White Sox back in 2005.
How about that?
And, of course, we are 5 days away from the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid still looking for that first Super Bowl win as a head coach, but he says this effort this year is not about him.
Listen, it's not about me getting over the hump. It's about our team playing well. That's what I'm into, and so that's what we're going to do. We're gonna work hard and make sure we have a good week of practice and then come out and give it our best shot, man. That's where my energy goes, and all the other stuff happens, it happens. You know, the thing I can control is how we work and do the things we do, and then may the best team win, man. That's how we roll.
5 days away, the Super Bowl, and of course you can hear Super Bowl coverage. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network pre- and post-game shows right here, of course, on Sunday, and national coverage of the game itself on your radio home of the Chiefs, Sunday, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Plus, Friday morning, we'll talk with Mitch.
As always.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever we'll have a pre-Super Bowl chat with Mitch.
How about that?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Exciting.
Friday morning, 8:15. Make sure you're here.
Very exciting. 8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Looking for weak Republicans in the impeachment trial. That's coming up, Stephen, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.